I'm standing with a group of teenagers in one of the only greenhouses along the lower Yukon River. It's a rare sunny day for this summer, and Kylie Freitas and Josine Waski are feeling it. How's it going?
Good. Really hot.
They're sticking thermometers in the soil and making notes.
We're watering the plants and taking the temperature and
checking the moisture on the soil.
The greenhouses are filled up with peppers, peas, chard, turnips. Right now, they're watering the tomatoes. They just got to taste one.
It was really sweet and soft. It was good.
It's their third summer working at Gukpak Fisheries in Imare. But this work looks very different from those past years.
So normally, what do you guys do at Gukpak normally when you've worked here in the past?
We help out with fish deboning and boxing it.
So why are fish plant employees planting tomatoes instead of breaking down fish? Because the fish are returning in record low numbers.
This is the worst I've ever seen it, ever, to where somebody who lives here can't go out and catch a fish to eat.
That's Jack Schulteis. He's the general manager at Gukpak. He says these are the worst chum salmon runs he's ever seen in the nearly 50 years he's been in Imonik. When Chinook runs began declining decades ago, Gukpak opened to keep employment and profits up in the region. It focused on chum. For 20 years, it profited off of the abundant chum by canning it, packing it, and selling it around the world. Gukpak grew to one of the largest employers in one of the country's poorest regions. Or it was, until last year, when the summer chum run fell to below half its usual size. This year, it dropped even more, to less than a tenth of its usual size.
You know, do I wonder if this is going bad? You know, as much as I hate to admit it, this is going really bad.
Commercial and subsistence fishing is closed on the river, and Gukpak Fisheries can't process the fish it was created for, or fulfill its main purpose of infusing cash into the local economy. It usually pays out $7 to $10 million to local workers. But this year, it'll be much lower.
I'm guessing less than $1 million.
So to keep up local employment, Schulteis quickly pivoted last summer when the chum run started dropping. If workers couldn't catch food, they could grow it. He applied for a grant to build, you guessed it, greenhouses. That allowed Gukpak to hire back local employees and retain its summer teen workers, who we heard from earlier. Schulteis also hopes the greenhouses will eventually contribute to local food security. And to diversify even more, Gukpak is also experimenting with buying an entirely new species of fish. After 20 years of relying on chum, the company could change its logo from a man in a gusbuck holding a salmon to instead holding a cod. In Imonik, I'm Olivia Eberts.